Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, there's a sign on my stool. It's made out of wood, I think. It's got a little rope on it. And it's a Doug Loves Cameras. Doug Loves Cameras, the noted logo for the show that we stole from, what's that? Lens Crafters has a similar logo. Anyway, you know, I dropped that out of love. I know it wasn't going to break or anything. But I need room on my stool for the prize bag. But let's give this show a proper start. Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again, finally, from Comedy Works in Denver, Colorado. It's Sunday, May 8th, 2022, and I am a mile high. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Woo! Any mothers in the house? Oh, shit. Any motherfuckers up in here? Denver. Yeah! Well, thank you for being here, all the nice mothers and the people who brought them here. Or they brought themselves here, you know? You know, you can, mothers can do anything. Except make their own decisions, apparently. Okay, so... time for Doug plugs and an awkward transition, to be sure. I'm doing stand-up at the Temblor Brewing Company in Bakersfield, California on June 25th. For all my dates and deeds and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com.
Couple of attempted additions there at the end that aren't going to stick. I appreciate the effort, though. And yes, thank you everybody for doing that so well. Makes me feel so good. I brought a very special prize bag. In fact, I'm allergic to it. No, I brought this bag, which ends up being the best part about this prize bag. So I'll share what the bag is last. I'll tell you about the contents I put inside of it. I've got a water bottle that was given to me by Netflix as a joke, The Festival. Yeah. You guys like bicycling and water bottles with a little loop on there. You can hang on your bicycle and then you can run over somebody trying to cross the street when you're making a left. Right? It's crazy around here. Some blue bottle coffee. I forgot where I got that from, but this looks like nice coffee. I don't mess with nice coffee. I just do Starbucks. And then, some apricots that I got on the plane. Does anybody up close here love apricots?
Yeah.
Who does?
I do.
Loves them. All right, here you go. Catch. Well, I hope you managed to get them. I hope you scrambled. That's like a fly ball in a baseball park, you know? People scramble for it when it doesn't hit the catcher. I got a couple of pins, a Doug Benson pin, a Douglas Movies pin, a cookie that they give you when you check into the hotel. And Peacemaker rubber pipe that's only, yeah, they're very nice, and it's only been used once. So all of that's in the bag, but check out the freaking bag is what I like to say, because if you ever wanted to take two tall ones and put them in a refrigerated bag, a cooler bag, if you will, and zip it up and go in style to the beach with your mythic quest, two tall one cooler. Four regular size cans, I imagine, would fit in here. But yeah, it's from the TV show Mythic Quest. They sent me this, and it's on Apple TV. So somebody's gonna win this today. As you can tell, not a lot on the line here. There's nothing to be, you know, too excited or upset about. Win or lose, it's more about having a good time. I like when they say that to people on game shows when they just lost a lot of money, and the person's like, yes, I had a good time. Yeah, well, it's gonna be a bad time for the rest of your life, thinking back about that good time and how you should have solved the puzzle when you had the chance. You had to spin again. All right. I'm mad at some fictitious game show contestant. But we've got three real-life, live comedians here to participate on stage. Should we get them out here? All right, give it up, everybody, for Adam, Caton, Holland, Nathan Lund, and Amy Miller.
Hello, hello.
Happy Mother's Day. Your mommy's here.
That is like a sandwich over there. It's a great guest sandwich. We've got, noted great guest in the middle, and then two new great guests. That's just my assumption that they're both going to be great guests.
No, thanks. New and great out the gates.
Both approved by Amy, but let's introduce everybody individually and alphabetically, starting with the man directly to my left. A Denver comedy phenom, if you will. Podcasts, the Grolix.
Author.
Oh, you want to play it that way? You want these guys yelling out shit during your intro?
Doug, I'd like it if Amy take over the intro, if that's cool.
She'd probably be better at it. It's Adam, Caton, Holland, everybody.
Hey, everyone. Pleasure to be here.
Your name is extra easy for me to remember now because I know with the name last name Caton Holland, you get a lot of people that just suddenly assume or always assume there should be that L in there and make it Clayton.
Clayton.
Yeah, it happens all the time. And, you know, now when I met you, I introduced you one night. I got it right, I think. But now I'm going to have it forever because the recent season of The Bachelor, his name was Clayton. And that's how they pronounce it, Clayton. And
Clayton. And, Bachelor Clayton.
Yeah. And I didn't like that guy at all. It was a terrible season. So now it's in my hatred of him. I can just drop the L in Clayton and call you by your actual name, Adam Caton Holland. Everybody. I worry I'll fuck up and change Holland to Dutch or something.
Adam Caton Holland, everybody. Yeah, God damn it.
Yeah, that L creeped in over there. And there's already plenty of L's in Holland. All right, so thank you for being here. First time on the show.
Yeah.
Any statements you'd like to make at this time?
Just what a journey it was for you to get to Caton from Clayton. I loved the ride, and I've never even seen The Bachelor, but fuck that guy. If he dares to be a Clayton, it's Caton from here on out. Fuck anyone named Clayton. It's written throughout history, and that's all I gotta say, Doug.
Okay, that's a perfect opening statement. Thank you for being here. Also, another first timer, Trinidad comedy phenom. Is that fair to say? And also, he has an album, the title of which I had to remember one time, and I completely fucked it up. But this time, I'm going to nail it. Chubby Behemoth.
That is my podcast. So that's half correct.
I always have to get something wrong. Did your first album come out recently?
No.
Okay.
I don't record anything so that I can just tell whatever old ass jokes I want whenever I want.
Smart.
Yeah, why burn them?
Never
why
burn write them? New
Dummies
stuff.
Dummies put out specials.
Why put them out there? Yeah. Why try to make some money or a claim when I can just go under the radar forever?
Yeah. Everyone, every time they see you, is this shit new? I don't know. I haven't ever heard any of his albums.
Nathan's OJ bit is legendary, and when it's that good, you just tell it year after year after year.
And I wrote it in 1990 before the murder. It was the Hertz thing, it was the Buffalo Bills thing. Yeah, no murder involved.
I like watching him like fall and get hurt in the Naked Gun movies.
Because
his character just gets beat to shit in every episode, and I just laugh like it's real.
Yeah, he stumbles around that boat.
Yeah,
right?
There's a scene where he just falls into every dangerous thing on the boat, and then eventually falls off while on fire, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like, we used to laugh at that. And it's like, the rage is going to build up when you're laughed at like that. And you never know how you're gonna let it out. You might try to rob back some of your old antiques.
He kept yelling at the crew to stop laughing at him. Like, this is serious.
OJ, you're killing. Afraid. Oh, you think this is killing?
Oh, yeah. God. Also joining us today, we've heard from her already and can't possibly hear from her enough. It's Amy Miller, everybody.
Getting Nathan's intro wrong? Did you see how
I did?
How
I did.
Fast
I thought
learned.
We established we all enjoyed it when you jumped in with some good information about Adam. But also that's how you get it into the heads of the listeners, by getting it wrong and then repeating it correctly a bunch of times.
That's true.
We all get there together.
It is a great book. Yeah. Buy
Thank
it
you,
now.
Amy. Tragedy plus time. Adam Caton Holland. No L in Caton.
14 L's in Holland.
Holland is a choose. Oh, choose your L adventure with Holland. Whatever you want.
Adam Caton.
Choose your
Holland!
L adventure.
That'd be a lot of A's, though.
This is going to start right. Something terrible. Yeah. Fuck.
Holla-la-la-la-la-land. Holla-land.
La-la-land.
Okay.
Well, back to me.
Fun.
Lame. Lamey Miller. Let's put an L in Amy. Lamey.
I don't like that.
Oh, okay. No.
Aimly.
I'm
going to
call Blamey.
Millililler.
Quite a few times.
Millililler. Amy Millililler is here. And just passing through town, eh?
Yeah, I'm so glad this worked out.
This was a fun last-minute booking. Amy was like, hit me up yesterday. Hey, I'm in town. I heard you're doing Douglas movies. I said, you're going to be on it. Oh, no, actually, I said, what?
And then followed up with a text that said, read in Lil Jon's voice.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure that she knew I wasn't.
I was like,
that,
I already did. That's how I read all my...
Yeah! So... Oh, speaking of Bachelor and Bachelorette, he was great. He was a great guest host on Bachelor in Paradise last summer.
Lil Jon?
Yeah, he just came out and he just be like, but he had to work yeah and what and everything.
I bet he was just
normal speaking voice is just like, all right, so how many of you hooked up? And they're like, we did. He's like, yeah.
I feel like he was just walking down the beach, and they're like, Lil Jon, you want in on this shit? He's like, you know what he said.
Get over here, dude. All right, so that's who's playing today. But before we get to the games, I like to ask each of you to recommend one motion picture for the folks here in the audience and the listeners to... possibly enjoy. You know, I say possibly because I don't personally like to recommend movies to people because I don't want to be responsible for their experience. I just want to be like, I liked it. You do what you know. You do you or whatever. And but then I still ask this question of my guests, even though I don't like being asked it, because I do think it's interesting to just throw out some movies that. Like the one time when Amy was on the show and she suggested a documentary called Jasper Mall. That, exactly. That those that have gone to the trouble of seeing it, it's a rewarding experience.
It's something.
Yeah, it's an interesting movie. So let's start with you, Amy. What would you like to recommend today?
Well, since we're in the middle of another Nick Cage assance, I feel... I just rewatched Moonstruck, and I love it so much. Yeah, I always forget, and then it's like, it's so fucking funny. Cher's so goddamn beautiful in it, and then Nick Cage is like crazy and hot. He's like still missing teeth. Like, he didn't even like get his anything fixed up yet, you know? He's like...
Banged up Nick Cage.
Yeah. They made Cher's hair more gray in that movie than it is now, like today. Yeah. It's crazy how
well,
they
she was like
try
an old,
to age
old
her up
dowager.
In that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she's still just an awesome person. And like,
yeah.
You know, Nicolas Cage back then, as great as he is and was then, he was no match for her, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he had to snap out of it. She told him. She told him. She slapped him. She didn't get thrown out of the entertainment business for slapping Nick Cage. I'm just saying what happened. Probably a few times, too. They probably did a few takes. I bet you she had fun that day. Maybe her hand hurt at the end of the day. But anyway... great recommendation. That movie's a frequent flyer in this portion of the show. Like, it's come up several times.
Oh, weird.
Out of
did
all
I
the movies.
I might have brought
you, it up. You mention it every time you're here.
It's Moonstruck or Jasper Mall. Yeah. That's all you get.
Yeah, if you could change it up next time, Amy, I'd appreciate it.
I don't know. It might not have been me. It probably was. I don't know.
Amy has a learning disability where she only remembers Moonstruck. It's a very rare, sad
condition. Oh, wait till you see me play the games. You're not wrong.
Whenever I see like a low moon in the sky, I yell and nobody understands it or cares. That's Cosmo's moon. See, exactly. That's the reaction it gets. You're just like, what? Even when you're talking about Moonstruck, the reference isn't funny. All right, so who else wants to step up with a recommendation? Adam, do you have something to recommend?
Wild Hogs 2. Don't even fuck with one.
Will you be confused at all? You can skip it. Is there a previously in Wild Hogs 1?
We were talking backstage. Watch the trailer. They'll give up one. They'll fill you right in, then go straight to two. They swished it.
It's all the same peeps?
I don't know. I've never seen one or two.
Doug's writing this down, Adam.
What a trickster.
I just wanted to come out and earnestly be like, Wild Hogs 2 is my favorite shit. And if you guys don't like it, you're stupid as fuck.
I just am not even sure there is a Wild Hogs 2.
There has to be.
I don't think there is.
Is there a Wild Hogs 2?
And if there is, it's like got different actors.
Wilder Hogs.
Wilder Hogs. And then 3 is the wildest hogs.
Still Hogs.
Still Hogs. My friend and I used to joke that there was a sequel to Stomp the Yard. It was like Stomp the Yard 8, and it was called Can't Stop Stomping. And he's like 85, and his knees, he needs to stop stomping. But it's just fucking in him. Can't stop stomping.
Hey, with an eye.
Maybe it's called Old Dogs, New Tricks, and there's like a younger generation, like baby versions of each of them, and to set up like a franchise.
Oh, like a reboot.
Or a prequel.
The prequel to Wild Hogs.
That'd be good.
Look who's hogging and their babies.
Those little baby tricycle motorcycles.
Well, I gotta get to work on a screenplay.
Because he is an author.
Look who's hogging too. Look who's hogging now. They just write themselves. But what's your recommendation, Adam, for real?
Okay,
for reals,
all right.
This time?
A real movie that I like, and I forgot how good it was. It's an old movie, 70s, five Easy Pieces.
Interesting.
Jack Nicholson.
I love that movie. He's so hot in that movie.
He's amazing in that movie. I think he was nominated for Best Actor, and he plays like a rich kid who rejects that world and goes and works in like an oil field. But then his dead father's dying, he has to go back and reconnect with them. And it's just like an awesome road trip Jack Nicholson movie from the 70s. It's a great movie. Five Easy Pieces.
Well, here's my question for you. Do you have a question, Nathan?
I was going to ask, is it based on the world's most boring puzzle? Because that seems like you've been hanging out with your kids a lot, and you're doing a lot of five-piece puzzles, and you're like, you know, this is, fuck a thousand-piece puzzle. I want a five-piece puzzle. I want to know what it is right away.
You should see these babies try the five pieces, though. They're still bad at it.
Yeah, any kid can do four, but five's the real curveball.
They put little pegs on them and everything, and these idiots still can't figure it out.
Are you calling my sons idiots?
Yeah.
I'll take it, whatever.
Baby hogs.
My baby hogs?
Okay, here's my question.
Yeah.
Why is Jack Nicholson's character, what leads up to him being so mean to the waitress in the diner?
Well, I think it's a slow unraveling of having to go
back.
Because
people cheer him on in that scene, and I feel like he's harassing her and being terrible.
Do you?
I do.
I feel it's like it's the most famous scene where he basically wants a sandwich, and she's like, "We don't have that." And he's like, "But you have all the ingredients for that, so fucking make the sandwich." And I feel like it's
a pretty nice thing to say to somebody who's just working at a restaurant that just doesn't fucking have that goddamn sandwich.
I think it's him. Being like, it's swinging against the machine.
Right.
He's like, you're in the bed in this way.
But he takes it all out
thinking.
On the waitress. It's, I don't think it's aged well.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Because he tells her, the last thing he says is he tells her to take all those ingredients and hold them between her knees,
which is the oddest insult to end of a rant thing to say, but people loved it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how that plays, and I'm going to have to try it in real life.
It makes the sandwich flavors congeal a little bit. You know what I mean?
It's like a panini press.
He wanted it toasted. He wanted it toasted with little grill marks.
I do call my thighs a George Foreman grill.
Okay, so...
five easy pieces, but might be problematic. I don't know. I take Doug's asterisk. I recommend it for me, not for you necessarily. It's great.
I'm just here to pick at these things. I don't you know, feel that badly about the scene in the movie. But you know, these days it's like really, you really heart goes out to the people who are willing to serve food. and willing to serve. I could have just stopped right there. People are like, why is he bringing up the military? But there you go.
People who are willing to serve
food.
Thank you for your service
of food. Okay, so
I got these grill marks in Vietnam, goddammit. Put my hand in the fryer later for the weekend.
I'm going to start saying thank you for your service to the servers. Thank you for that service.
Thank you for the service
I just had. It's like the old Brian Regan bit about, you know, you get out of the taxi at the airport and they say, have a nice flight. You go, you too! I mean, if you ever... And then he goes on a long thing. All right, Nathan, you've had a lot of time to think about it and not make as terrible choices as these other two. What would you like to recommend?
So... I live in Trinidad. I used to live in Denver, and I worked at the Mayan. And I just read, and there was a movie there that was great. The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus is very fun. Yeah, Terry Gilliam, very fun. Heath Ledger's last movie. It's great. It's fun. It's weird. Hadn't watched it in like a decade. I was trying to think of something good, and
he died in the process of filming, right?
Yeah, and so they had to have some people help fill in some of the scenes that he wasn't able to get to. Jude Law, Johnny Depp, Colin Farrell are all in it briefly. But yeah, it's fun. It's Tom Waits is the devil. And
so it ended up being kind of a style choice to like just have this one character's, you know, suddenly played by somebody else briefly few times in the film.
They made it work. Yeah, and it was weird. It was great. I don't know, Terry Gilliam, you know, kind of typical. Gilliam, yeah.
You got a few... I mean, in this crowd, I feel like Moonstruck really took it. But, you know, it's not really a competition. It's just about letting people...
Look, I said Wild Hogs too fake, and this crowd lost its mind. So if I had said that for real, I feel like I might have been in the running on that one.
I almost said Moonstruck wrong. I almost gave the win there to Moonlight, which would have been a twist for them to get the win incorrectly. All right. Thanks for visiting Recommendation Nation. And we have to take a break now. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back, and we had such a fun time that all y'all missed out on. You really really have to come see the show in person.
Someone's guitar? Adam, you write your acoustic?
Somebody kicked a guitar.
If you don't mind, I'd like to strum a few songs in the middle of this.
So in our games today, Amy's going to be playing for the Dan Vinci Code. Is that right? Dan Vinci Code?
The Dan Vinci Code.
Vinci Code. And Nathan's playing for Flashly Gordon. And Adam's playing for Jurassic Park.
Which sounds like an a old park
for old dinosaurs.
Yeah, we send Grandma to Jurassic Park.
Yep. It was that or a nursing home, and they let her roam around.
She gets to eat a goat every once in a while. And she kind of has a little fun with the electrified fence, to be honest. Kind of a wake up for her in the morning.
I'm just picturing your grandma just like stalking the car, and suddenly her eyes like right at the window. Oh shit, it's grandma!
Oh shit, it's grandma.
Is that Triceratops shit? No, grandma shits once a month now. And it's a blessing. She's grateful every month that it comes.
But Laura Dern's still out there putting her hands in it. It wasn't as much the dinosaurs. That wasn't the part that interested her. Just shoving her fists into poop.
I saw latex gloves in the Jeep, Laura. Why the hell? It's right in there.
She like wanted to dive in. She wanted to taste test it. She's so in love with that poop. Figuring out what's going on. It's like a fucking robot dinosaur. All we're worried about is poop. Why is it even eating? Why are they making them so they need to eat?
Fix that glitch, Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
What if RoboCop shit a lot? That would have been a fun movie. He's just always in the can.
RoboCop, we told you, you're eating too much fuel. I burn up a lot out there.
RoboCop's in the handicap stall and the guy in a wheelchair comes in. Oh, no!
This is why the Terminators are always running so fast. They have the runs.
It's time for a game. I might not be able to play this game today because my voice, I've got a cotton mouth. I don't know if you heard about the weed in this town.
Is it a singing game?
Holy shit. It's a game where I have to do an impression of a gruff voice, so hang on.
Okay, I'm better now. I think I can do this.
It's a game called... What do I call it? Who Has My Pig? All right, Nicolas Cage, we spoke earlier about how awesome he is and he's having a cage-a-sance. If you haven't seen Massive Talent, check it out. That's what they're calling it now because they regret giving it a long title. People can't remember. But his previous film to that, or, you know, he's in so many films, but one of his other films that came out during the pandemic that I fell in love with for multiple reasons is a film called Pig. And, yeah, there it is. You hear those people? They're the ones that saw it. The people who see it applaud when they hear it mentioned, and everyone else lays low. So I'm saying check it out because it does. People are excited about it afterwards. I'm excited about it because it's not really a comedy, but it makes me laugh. Which is kind of what I would say about Nicolas Cage in general. So in this game, I'm going to do my impression of Nicolas Cage in the film Pig. It's not a good impression. But the point is to listen to what I'm saying. Because in each round, Nicolas Cage is going to accuse a different celebrity of taking his pig. And then in his rant against them, there will be clues about who he's talking to. You can guess as often as you like, and first person who guesses correctly in each round wins a point for that round.
Okay. Okay.
Please, no audience guesses. I just heard somebody sigh like, oh, I was really planning to jump in there. I thought I could win this thing.
You thought all 200 of us were playing? No.
Oh, my God. It'll be over so fast, because audience members know the answer sooner than people on stage, oftentimes in any kind of quiz game, because it's a different kind of pressure.
And you better not mouth it to me silently.
Oh, how dare you, Amy. Amy, you're normally an exemplary guest.
I know, I'm sorry.
No cheating from Amy Miller.
Doug, real quick, do you know how Obama puts out his favorite movies every year? Pig was one of them.
Yeah. It was on Obama's list. Now will you see it? Obama liked it.
So if you meet Obama, Doug, I want you to talk to him about
it. First thing I'm going to ask him is how high he was when he watched it.
To be fair, he thought it was Wild Hogs.
I thought it was Wild Hogs.
I thought it was a sequel to Wild Hogs. I don't know.
Pretty good.
Listen. Okay, so...
God, I'd love to watch Wild Hogs with Obama.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Michelle loves it.
Okay, here we go. On stage, peoples only. Respond with whatever celebrity you think he's talking to. Do you have my pig? Yeah, say it every time. Or some variation on that. Do you have my pig? Your name is too cumbersome. Can I call you Alan or Phil or Snatchy? I want to call you Doctor.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Who was first on that? I think it was Nathan. Nathan, congratulations.
Yeah.
It was.
All right.
It's Benny Cumberbatch. I can't read my own writing sometimes. It's a serious flaw. I want to call you Doctor. Because you play one in movies. Feels strange.
Yeah, I could see that poster there and I think it helped.
Oh shit, were you holding that up?
No,
she didn't.
Earlier.
She was holding that up earlier, that's right. And Benedict Cumberbatch was very excellent guest host on SNL last night. Very funny, very committed to all the bits.
You watch it live and...
I watch it live.
Watch the commercials.
I especially don't fall asleep when I watch it here because it's on earlier in the evening.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm on the East Coast and it's on at 11:30, the second musical guest performance, I can never make it all the way through. And a lot of times it's not worth it. But other times, Benny Cumberbatch was really, really into it. Like, you could tell he really likes hosting and wants to keep doing it. He did it like 6 years ago, and he's back. He wants that five-timers robe. All right, so Nathan's on the board. He's got 1 point. Yeah.
Yeah, it was close. Very close.
It's a tight one. Still anybody's game, though. As I say often.
Yeah, there's been one question.
Just one question, sir.
I would hope it's still anybody's game. What a weird contest that was.
No, it's over. It is over.
There's a lot you have to go through. It's not just, say, yell Benedict Cumberbatch and win. All right, here's the next one.
Watching you find the character is the best part of this game.
He's method, dude.
Yeah, he goes to a place.
Do you have my pig hidden away in that town where you control everybody with your mind, Wanda?
Oh, I don't know her name.
A fish called Wanda.
I had a vision that a pig is being held by someone named Martha, Marcy, May... Marlene?
It's fucking...
I don't remember the names of her twin sisters. How rude!
Yeah.
Oh, man. Her last name's Olsen. I know that. Does that count?
What?
Olsen? Does that count?
Well, it might help the other two players.
Isn't it called WandaVision?
It's still in play.
Or am I what?
The TV show in question is called WandaVision.
Ah, fuck.
Lisa Olsen, Patty Olsen, Mary Olsen.
Abigail Olsen?
Not Mary Kate, not Ashley.
No.
The sister.
Jennifer Olsen.
Elizabeth Olsen.
That is correct. And this is going to be too difficult for y'all.
I'm just yelling WandaVision. I don't even understand the game.
Yeah, that was funny as hell. WandaVision. No.
I hope no one listening to this show broke their device. I hope no one walked into traffic yelling into their phone. But yeah, Elizabeth Olsen, she's a big deal. Yeah.
I saw Martha Marcy May Marlene was really good. But I couldn't think of her fucking first name at all.
You could remember all those names, but not hers.
Yeah.
That's what throws you off about her. She's, you know, you just know her as all those other names. But yes, you did it. Elizabeth Olsen. Wait, guess what? That means Nathan wins this game.
Whoa!
Two up.
We were playing to 2 points, but I still want to. I wrote these down, so I'm going to do them anyway. All right. So this next one is: Do you have my pig? Did one of your significant others use time travel on my pig? Because if you know where my pig is, and you're just sitting around having a game night, you truly are a mean girl.
Lindsay Lohan, Tina Fey.
Okay, we got game night, mean girl. Time Traveler's Wife and About Time. Who's in all four of those?
Fuck. I'm thinking of her face. Shit.
Man, I hope these actresses don't enjoy this podcast. Because they won't anymore.
Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams, that's it. Winning even when he's losing. The great Nathan Lund. And here's this one. If you all just look at me on this one, there's no hope. Do you have my pig, Benedict Wong?
Benedict Wong.
That's correct. Four of them are starring in Doctor Strange.
Oh, shit.
And the multiversey-versey-verse.
Is that B.D. Wong? Is he going by Benedict now?
Do you think there are any multiverses that are perfectly sane? I think madness is an unnecessary word at the end of that sentence. But I'm sorry, what was your question?
I couldn't picture Benedict Wong, and I thought maybe it was B.D. Wong.
It's not B.D.
Stretching no, Benedict out, Wong plays Wong. To keep it real easy for you, in the Marvel universe, he was in you know, a few of them now.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'll check those out. Marvel movies, you said? Mm-hmm. They sound fun. How many are there?
I mean, they're just out there saving going to the cinema because they're the only movies people go to anymore.
Yeah, isn't that cool? That's complicated, isn't it? They're saving it, they're destroying it at the same time.
Yeah, but I'll take the saving
cinema.
It part. I'll take that there's still theaters you can go. I'll go sit by myself and watch an art film while eight other screens in that multiplex are showing the popular thing.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's a win-win for everybody. Plus, I still like seeing the Marvel movies on the big screen. I find that, you know, seeing them on the small one just sort of makes it less, you know, less exciting, even though it's just a silly movie anyway. Oh, everybody's still here. I thought I was just sitting backstage talking after the show. All right, so congratulations, Nathan. First time guest, first time win.
He crushed it. That was a good win, buddy. Good win.
But you got miles to conquer before you sleep because you got to go back to Trinidad. No, because the two more games have to be played. And you have to win the last one. That's the one that really matters. All you win from this one is getting to go first in the next game, which is not an advantage.
What the fuck?
It's not an advantage at all. Yeah, welcome to Thunderdome. You get to go first in ABCD's Nuts! Yeah, nuts. It's a spelling game. That's why it has ABCD, and the rest of it's just because I'm a silly pants. ABCD, if you know the alphabet. We're going to start with you, Nathan. I'll tell you a letter that's in the thing we're going to spell today, and then you just name any movie that begins with that letter. Today we're going to spell Mile High City. Yeah. You know where you are. So Nathan gets the M, and you name any movie that begins with M, and after you do that successfully, which I'm sure you will, then we'll go to Amy, and she will name a movie that begins with I until we've gone through and spelled Mile High City. But here's the fun part. I mean, the rest of it's fun, but here's the real fun part. Here's what really takes it up a notch. I've written down one movie for each letter, and it's all connected with a theme. So as you go, the theme might become more clear. It might be easier for you to match me, because if you match me, game's over. Throw your microphone down. You won this particular game.
If we match the theme that you've come up with, if we
you think of the theme, I don't care. I'd rather you keep it to yourself.
Okay.
Because you know the other players. A lot of times, people blurt out what they think the theme is, and now all the players know.
Got it.
So it might be more strategic to keep it to yourself, but also you need to match the movie I've written down when it gets to you, whatever letter it is.
Got it.
But if you figure out the theme, you might be able to match it. Some say that makes it even harder to think of a title. So sometimes you might want to just, you know, punt and just say a movie that begins with that letter.
Come on, films that Tim Allen was in. Come on.
Tim Allen was in.
Okay, first letter is M. Nathan, just name a movie that begins with M. You can't possibly know the theme at this point. So, any movie.
Meet the Fockers.
Great example of something I might have written down if the theme was like movies with Fockers in them. Fucking movies. But I decided to start things off with a motion picture called Me, Myself, and Irene. Yeah. Some people like that movie. Sometimes the individual movies get applause. Amy, the next letter is I.
Interstellar.
It's funny, when I comes up in this game, a lot of people say Interstellar. It's like a front of the mind I title. Not the one I was looking for. I wrote down, I am legend.
You guys are intrigued.
Oh.
Holy shit.
Oh. Benson's playing 3D chess.
All right, Adam, the next one is L.
Lost in Translation.
Great example of an L title.
You know how I feel about L's.
Bring him on and let him in. That's what I wrote down. I wrote down, let him in. Or let me in, rather. Let me in. Vampire remake of a better vampire movie called Let the Right One In.
Yeah.
E is the next letter. Back to you, Nathan.
I don't know. E.
Yeah.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Yeah! I love when that movie gets a mention.
I haven't seen it yet, so...
Oh, buddy,
settle down.
Yeah, it's really good.
Don't talk to me about it after the show, because I don't know shit.
You are in for a treat, Nathan.
Yeah, everybody loves it.
Mm-hmm. More people need to see it, though, for sure. You know, it's doing okay at the box office, but then Doctor Strange opens up and it's like...
It's made more than in one weekend than Everything Everywhere made over 6 weeks. And I haven't seen Doctor Strange yet. I'm sure it's great, but Everything Everywhere is just such a great original thing that we should support it as much as we can. All right.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Off my soapbox, I wrote down for the letter E, I wrote down a movie called Eat My Dust, starring Ron Howard. Yeah, it was a movie where he was a race car driving enthusiast who often drove on dirt. So that's why it was called Eat My Dust. He was a polite young man. It sounds rude.
I like that the title delivers on the premise.
Yeah. He agreed to star in it when the dude that was running that low-budge studio agreed to let him direct a movie, and that's how Ron Howard got into directing, is he acted in a stupid race car movie, and then his first movie he directed, Grand Theft Auto, was a stupid race car movie. Thought that was an odd choice.
What was the L movie again?
The L movie is Let Me In.
Okay.
Starring Chloe Grace Moretz and Cody Smith McPhee. You could not get an audition for that movie if you only had two names. H is the next letter.
I'm going to say Her.
Oh, I like that. I like that movie. I like that musical artist. But I wrote, How Green Is My Valley?
Perfect.
I mean, if it's too green, you should take medication. You should have somebody look at it. All right, I is the next letter.
How about I, Legend?
Is that really a thing?
Yeah.
Instead of I, Legend, is I, Legend?
Oh, no, I was thinking I, Robot, and I fucked it up. Because I'm actually a robot.
Uh-oh.
And this is the first time I've been exposed.
He can't stop shitting.
System malfunction. System malfunction. System malfunction. I am Legend would be a better way to say that.
Right, but that was what I wrote down earlier. Are you hoping I just wrote it down again? Also, I, Robot does begin with I.
Yeah. Okay, final answer, I, Robot. Can I phone a friend? I, Robot.
Oh, I went with I am Sam. Yeah, oh, indeed. G is the next letter to Nathan.
Go.
Oh, so close. I wrote Going My Way. Yeah.
Was that another movie that nobody saw? That Ron's brother Clint Howard starred in?
No. It's one of those stupid old classics starring Bing Crosby and what's his name? Catherine Hepburn's husband, Spencer Tracy. Anyway, for people who are into old movies, it's a big one. Amy, I apologize for this one in advance. H.
I do know the theme, and it is harder now.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't. I don't know. Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah, it's a fun answer. In almost any situation, people just smile thinking of it, whether you like it or you don't like it. It's just a funny thing.
It's like when the kid exists. Goes, "Boy, is this guy strong!"
Oh goodness. I went with a movie from 1967 that co-starred, the only interesting thing about it is it co-starred John Lennon, because he acted in some things, and it's called How I Won the War. Yeah. Hopefully these get a little more into territory that's doable. C is the next letter to Adam.
Okay, I have an idea.
Okay, I love it. I'm so excited when somebody thinks they're on it. Because you've either got it or you don't.
I, Legend, no.
I see a Legend.
Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, shit.
Call Me by Your Name.
That is such a good answer. Yeah, so good. You really got caught on to what's happening here, but I wrote Catch Me If You Can. Which I think those movies are, what aren't they related? Call Me by Your Name and Catch Me If You Can. Hey, come back here, your name. I don't feel good about this one for you, Nathan.
I don't feel good about this whole game. I have no idea. I haven't heard of any, most of the movies you've been mentioning. I don't know what the theme is. Really sophomore slumping up here, but I'll go I Heart Huckabees.
Ooh, great movie.
Oh, yeah. That's what I should have picked. I picked a movie called If I Stay. Also with Chloe Grace Moretz, as it turns out. T, Amy, you got this. You know the theme?
I think I'm making up a movie, but I bet it exists.
Go for it.
Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Oh my God! No!
It is a movie though, right?
So fucking close. I wrote down, Take Me Home Tonight. Yeah, I don't want to go to the fucking ball game. I want to go home.
Jesus,
I'm E.T.
Let's get to know each other.
I'm E.T., not... I'm E.T., not Pete Rose. All right. Last letter, and I feel really good about this, that you're going to get it.
Okay.
Do you feel good about it?
I have an idea, and I feel close to you throughout this pod. So I'm hoping.
Okay. The letter Y, what is it?
You, Me, and Dupree.
That is the correct answer!
The Farrelly Brothers front and back. I see what you're doing.
I wasn't doing that. I just...
That wasn't the theme.
They just were the right letters.
Got it.
Yeah, because it was all me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
The whole theme there. And yeah, which I often forget to say what the theme is after. And the audience doesn't even ask. On Zoom, the guests don't ask sometimes. And so if you ever are wondering what the theme was, well, you usually... People who listen figure it out. They're on to me in my games. And they know that there's two commercial breaks and that I'm sad about having to go to the next one. We'll be right back!
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back! I hope everyone had a wonderful bathroom break. You missed a spot. clean that up. But they're probably familiar, the people that aren't in the room are probably familiar with this next game because I'm just in love with playing this game. Nathan will probably love it most of all out of all the panelists. It's called The Little Search Engine That Could... See, you hear that? Some people know it. Other people are like, what's this? A new thing? Okay. We'll give it a try. We're sitting here. So here's how it goes. I type the word, every time it's different, this game, a little search engine that could. Today, I type the word 7 into the search engine in IMDb. And then I wrote down the top 7 titles that came up, the top 7 motion pictures. From throughout the history of motion pictures. No TV movies, no TV series, just movies. The top 7 movies when I typed in 7. The Magnificent 7, if you will.
I was going to say welcome back, but you work here.
You too. I mean, when you come back from grabbing some nachos.
This is great timing, everybody getting their checks right now. I'm explaining this complicated game. But they know it, you know it. Three rounds. We'll go down the line. Adam won that one. So we'll go Adam, Amy, Nathan. You're each going to get three opportunities to name a movie that you hope is in this top seven movies with seven in the title, according to IMDb today. And of course, IMDb. But I'm talking about the search engine.
Yeah, like that.
I'm talking about the popular search engine. It's not my decision. I don't pick these. It's the top seven according to the algorithm today. And like I said, Adam, you're going to start us off. And if you name the one that's at number one on this list, you get 7 points. All the way down to if you name the number seven, you get 1 point. After three rounds and three guesses each, we'll see who has the most points. And declare them the winner, and then give this beautiful bag, this Mythic Quest bag.
We don't get any help anymore, right?
There's no help from the audience.
Okay.
Oh, fun wrinkle. Amy, you just helped me think of a frinkle. Here's the frinkle. On your third round, if you'd like, and why wouldn't you, you can go to the person whose name tag you chose as your lifeline.
Oh, nice.
That's a fabulous idea.
Thank you. It's because we used to do it.
Right, but in a different game.
Yeah.
And when we play this on Zoom, we don't have, you don't have a lifeline. So, but thank you for that idea. I know you're trying to figure out the best tip possible because... Don't forget to tip everybody. Let's hear it for the wait staff here. Every single one of them, I talked to all of them, they all blew off their mothers today. And just to be here, so hook them up so they can take their mother out for dinner tonight, or they can just go out on their own, let mom sleep it off.
It's all she wants. It's all she fucking wants.
Okay, so Adam, you get to go first. Out of all the movies out there, there's a lot of them I discovered with the word seven in the title. Which one do you think would be number one on this list?
I think it would be the movie Seven.
Just straight up,
straight
just
up.
Seven.
Original Seven, the one word Seven.
Seven instead of a V.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
It disturbs me to this day that people can look at that and see the word Seven.
Oh, I only write V's as Seven still. I saw that, I was like, I'm incorporating that.
That word is Sesevenven. That's how you pronounce S-E. Seven-E-N.
Which is an awesome new metal band. Seven. Seven-N is a fucking killer new metal band.
I think they're a little poppy, but...
Yeah. But that's my speed. I like pop new metal. I like Tim Allen movies and pop new metal. Simple guy.
That's number one. Number one on the board. Good old Sesevenven is right there and worth the 7 points for you. Adam, Kate, and Holland. But that doesn't mean that the other two players are out because there's still 3, 4, 7 points on the board. Amy, maybe you can grab that number two for 6 points. Be right nipping on Adam's heels.
I'm going to say Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
That
is a very famous movie with the word seven in it. Is what about they're trying to remake it, I guess?
Yeah.
And they're going, can we do this? How do we, what do you think the living arrangement should be? Because clearly Snow White and seven dudes all living together. She does all the chores while they're at the diamond mines.
I've already seen remakes of this movie on Pornhub. It's pretty good.
Well, all right. Well, I hope they hire actual little people. I still get confused about, if I were a little person, I wouldn't like that expression. Little person. But what do you say? What do you do, Amy?
Put all this on Amy. Solve it, Amy.
Yeah, Amy, what do you think it is?
I think you find out what someone wants to be called, and then you call them that. Oh!
No, not that. Definitely not that. Something else.
Yeah, something different than that.
That doesn't sound right to me.
All right, Amy, so what do you want to be called? Unfortunately, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs didn't make the top seven.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit.
But Amy's still got two more rounds and help on the third round, so anything could happen. Nathan, name a movie. It's got the word seven in it. And hope that it's up there.
Seven Psychopaths.
Love that movie.
Sounds like a woman who's been married seven times. that came in at number three, my
friend. All right.
Yes. That's worth five big points.
Sweet.
Adam has seven. Nathan has five. It's always great to have Amy here.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to say this earlier. Watch out now. Adam Caden Holland has the upper hand. That was a bad Morgan Freeman from Seven.
Okay. He says that.
Yeah, towards the end.
Yeah, they name dropped me in that movie.
I don't know how that was the take that Fincher went with, but...
Can I blow up Seven for everybody?
Yeah, right?
Can I ruin it?
Everybody's seen it.
No, it's just one dumb thing that always eats at me. No, ma'am, or weird dude. I couldn't see who said that, but no, not Casey. No, what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about. A lot of classics are getting ruined by these dudes. But no, this particular one, Morgan Freeman is like leaning back. Wow, that was a wonderful dinner that you made, Gwyneth Paltrow. I hope your head doesn't ever end up in a box. I mean, that's what he's thinking. He doesn't say that exactly. But he's like, that was really good. I really enjoyed that dinner. And they're like, thanks for coming over. Must be a tough case you're working on. I forget the dialogue. But then a subway train, like the L or something, what city does it take place in? Goes by. Subway goes by. And the entire apartment shakes like a 9.7 earthquake. And Gwyneth shrugs, and Brad Pitt shrugs, and they go, you know, it's something we have to live with. It only happens every 7 minutes or so. But that was the first time it happened, like where the trains all stalled that night. Like, why hadn't that happened previously if he'd been there for an entire meal? Or are they quick eaters? Yeah.
Not a lot of chewing.
Yeah. But that's the kind of stupid shit I catch, and then, you know, somebody probably has an explanation, but I won't accept it. I'm not taking them at this time. That office is closed. All right, whose turn is it? We're back to Adam. Kicking ass in this game thus far, but these aren't easy. As I look at them, I wonder if you will say one of them. What do you got for us? What do you got?
Okay. I wonder if it's my turn to talk or you're... I was
going
to say
I
this
I can keep going if you'd like.
I was
going
to say this first
if you
last
need more time,
time. But I thought the other one would be the number one. Seven Samurai.
You're going Seven Samurai?
Seven Samurai.
From 1954.
Akira Kurosawa.
I'm not familiar. I don't know it. Number two on the list. What is happening? Can this really be happening? Uncanny ability to pick out.
So we're totally fucked, right? This is... Amy's head's in a box. Mine's next to the box. Mine wouldn't fit. It was a small box.
I mean, that was an amazing pull, I gotta say. That was really
That was the
really
first one
impressive.
I thought of. I thought of that first, but I thought the you movie thought, seven.
Before the movie seven.
Yeah.
Doug said seven 90 times. And you started thinking, oh man, Kurosawa at his greatest. All right.
Well, what can I say?
You.
I'm elegant, I'm refined. I like Kurosawa, Tim Allen, and poppy new metal.
You're all over the place.
Just a normal dude.
But yeah, you're pretty right. The math is not going to work out in your favor here, Nathan, but we're going to play this out anyway.
Are we? All right.
For fun. Amy, let's get Amy on the board, first of all.
I here we hope go. So.
Yeah, you got this.
Okay, well, when you typed it in, did you type out all the letters, or did you just put the number?
It's interesting. Their search engine will accept either,
okay.
But I did type in S-E-7-E-N. But that was a good question, because the titles do go back and forth between being the number seven and written out seven. There's several examples of each on this list, because this list does not distinguish between the two. If it's
okay.
Seven, it's in there.
Then I'm going to say 27 dresses. The ladies gasp.
Just awe, in awe. Holy shit.
They're just imagining what it'd be like to have 27 dresses.
Okay, Amy, we'll have you back for a third round in a minute. And
not
see if
on
you
there.
Can get on the board. No, 27 dresses didn't make it on a list of seven movies. I don't know if that 27 would ruin it by being one word. Like 20-somethings. All right. Nathan.
I don't even know if this is a movie or an old play or some shit, but I can't stop thinking about it. Seven brides for Sister Sarah. Seven.
No.
Seven guys. It's a lesbian
movie.
Do you
hear that one guy laughing at you? One guy, I think me as well, knows the two movies you're thinking of.
Oh, it's two different.
Well, one is a musical.
So yes. It's, yeah, so it's,
That guy's laugh was amazing.
Yeah. How about, is this a movie? Fuck That Guy seven times in a row. With Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
That guy really hates you.
He thinks I'm so I used to be so smart. Just like a half hour ago, everybody's like, Lund's got it. And now
no, you're going to laugh too when you find out what it was for Sister Sarah. It wasn't seven brothers.
Seven brides for... Okay, yeah. So can I go with that or whatever?
What are you calling it?
Seven brides for seven brothers? Is
that's
that what it.
That's okay. It.
And then it's six guns for Sister Sarah? Is that right?
No, it's two mules for Sister
two
Sarah.
Two mules.
That's why he laughed so hard. Because he knew that. He's the only one that knew the mule thing.
Is it
everyone
two?
Else just thought you were fucking up a title.
Two mules, one sister? Was that a thing? Was that a...
Nate, to be fair, Nathan lives in Trinidad, Colorado, where you can still trade two mules for seven brides.
God, yeah. That is one of those... If I was in the crowd, I would have laughed real hard at myself. So. It's like, what are you doing up there? This is your moment.
So Seven Brides for Seven Brothers is worth 4 points.
Hey, who cares, yeah. Right? It's might as well be nothing. Might as well be negative points.
Yeah, it's just a shame that Adam was so good at this twice.
Yeah.
That he got the top two. It was really, really clever of him.
That streak's over.
And we go back to you one more time just to make it even a bigger win.
I can't think of anything.
Can you put anything else?
Here's the only
together.
Thing that's going to head, into my head. Fast Seven.
A worthy suggestion. The movie is called Furious Seven.
Furious Seven. Furious Seven.
But still.
Why didn't you laugh at him, guy? Why didn't you? That was
because he didn't say Mule Seven.
Fast Mule. Mules go fast sometimes. You seven.
I like the third Fast and Furious Mule Drift. Moscow Mule Drift. Okay.
Furious.
So that one wasn't on there.
Neither one,
but they were close. That was a close one. It was in the ballpark, but not in the stadium. Yeah, you could have asked your...
Oh, shit, I forgot about
let's
that.
Let's see, what would you say, Jerick? Lucky number 11. He thinks that L's going to come in handy now.
It came back around. It came back around with Eric. Nice work.
Oh, man. Okay. Who said that? Oh, right. Jurassic Park.
Aldom Clayton Hall.
No.
Jurassic Park. Okay, so Amy, you get to...
I'm not going to go to Dan. Because you said this earlier, and I know that you like trickery and bullshit.
I do.
And Frinkles.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say Magnificent Seven.
Yeah, the idea there was to just basically let everybody know that one is on the list somewhere.
Yeah.
Could be up high,
that's
could be low.
That's what I figured.
But the question I have to ask you is Magnificent Seven from 2016 or 1960? 2016 is number 5 and worth 3 points.
Whoa.
What's the other one worth?
Nathan?
That feels like just a regular wrinkle, not a frinkle. Ashley, what do you think? You got something?
I think Magnificent Seven.
Yeah, that's not much of a frinkle, is it? Should I try to... I'll say 8 seconds with Luke Perry.
What are you doing?
Is that a wish?
8.5 seconds.
I'm blowing it up. I'm blowing it all up. I'm saying gone in 60 seconds. I'm going to...
He's gone rogue.
Let me say the old Magnificent Seven... Please and thank you.
Okay, then you get one more point.
Hey, all right.
It was number 7.
There we go. Thanks, Ashley. What a no 8 seconds. No 27 dresses.
Yeah.
28 days.
No, there's
later.
Lots of there's so many sevens that like I couldn't even list them off for you now. But you know, check it out if you want. IMDb. It's free if you don't get the pro version. It'll ask you if you want the pro version. You can just do this little thing. No, skip that. I'll just have it for free. Just give me the free one. Does everybody want to know the one title? First of all, applause for everybody up here for getting 6. You got 6 out of 7 right. Even after all of my trickery, you figured out all these titles, and the only one you missed out on, it was only worth 2 points, but it still got skipped over. And again, it's, you know, he's going to be punished from now on. It's the Will Smith movie, 7 Pounds.
Oh, shit.
which is probably this high up on the list because people are typing his name into a search engine a lot of late.
Isn't he also in 7 degrees of separation?
6. But he wishes he was further away. Because, you know, it was like that movie had like a whole gay thing going on that he had to like come out and be weird about. But I'm not gay! You know, that kind of reaction. Hey, you're in this movie 6 degrees. I'm not gay! Like Andy Samberg in Never Stop, Stop Stopping. Guess what? Adam Caton Holland is our winner today.
Hooray! Thank you. Thank you, guys.
You tore it up. You got to promote your stuff first. What do you want to promote?
Oh, wow. Well, I'd like to promote my podcast that I do with my two friends called The Grolix Saves the World. The three of us have a troupe called The Grolix. We had a show called Those Who Can on HBO. Now we do a podcast, The Grolix Saves the World.
Love it.
So check it out wherever you get your pods.
Anything else?
We also do a live show once a month. And our guest at the live show this month is Amy Miller at the Live Grolix in Denver, Colorado.
Please come.
When is that? Like May 25th or something?
May 27th. May 27th at the Bug Theater. Amy Miller and the Grolix Boys.
Bug. Go to Bug, wherever that is. Bug Theater.
The Bug Theater, North Denver. Beautiful old theater. Mm-hmm. Some know
it. People love it.
A lot of bug fans here.
Yeah.
So I hogged some plugs, but those are all my plugs. Appreciate it.
That's only fair. Amy Miller.
Well, I just put out an album. It's called California King. You can buy it. Thank you. Released a special. It's called Ham Mouth. You can watch it on YouTube.
Do you laugh every time you say it?
Yeah, I do. It's so good.
Ham Mouth.
Or you don't have to watch it.
Have you listened to Ham Mouth yet? It's weird to talk about publicly.
Ham Mouth.
Yeah, that's a way to say it.
Just click on it, really, is all I want. And then...
put it on for your dogs when you leave the house.
And then, I don't know, I have a bunch of dates coming up. I'll be in at the Helium in Indianapolis in mid-June, so come to that if you're listening and you live there.
You got anything at the end of May in Denver?
Yeah, the Grolix show. Which there's also an accompanying podcast called The Grolix Save the World.
Yeah, it's a great pod.
Just go to my website, amymillercomedy.com.
Nice. We are out of time, but this has been... Nathan! Nathan Lund, what do you got to plug?
So my podcast is called Chubby Behemoth.
I got it.
That's right. And each episode is a special. So you were half right. I do that with another comic named Sam Talent, and I'm opening for him in Houston, May 20th and 21st, and we'll be at the Creek in the Cave in Austin, May 27th and 28th, and we're at Helium St. Louis the first weekend in June. And go to Sam's website, because mine is... I don't have a website, so... SamTalent.com. Patreon.com/ChubbyBehemoth for Patreon episodes. Once you go through the free ones and you want some more.
Right on.
Yeah. Thank you.
As you may or may not know, at the end of every episode of Late, I've been ending with, oh, let's give the prizes out to the winner. Where's
already,
the person you're playing for, Adam?
He already has.
I'm playing for Eric from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, Jurassic. Come get your...
Yay!
Congrats, Eric.
That was a close one.
Oh, my shit almost fell over when Eric tugged that bag away like, mine! Like, remember the scene in Jurassic Park where they try to bite the kid, but they bite the backpack, and then they're, like, fighting over the backpack? That's you in that bag. I really do love movies. I love Comedy Works. Thank you to Comedy Works for... hosting this for
for many years now, for except for, you know, Panda, we did the Mother's Day shows here for, I just, you know, as soon as weed became legal in Colorado, I was like, I'm going to do a 420 show on Mother's Day in the afternoon. Because Mother's Day is a tough day to do comedy in general, because, like, you know, people do stuff with their moms. They don't go out and see comedy. And but I thought, well, you know what? In Denver, there's a lot of people that they may love their moms, but, you know, they probably see them a lot, or, you know, they don't live around here. You know, they moved here. You know, a lot of people moved here. So, like, I feel like, you know, I just thought, oh, this could be popular. This could be a good thing. So as long as Comedy Works will let me keep doing it and you actually keep showing up, I love doing these shows in the afternoon on Mother's Day in Denver. But also I hope to, you know, be back often between, you know, before next Mother's Day. But at the end of every episode lately, I've been closing with the last line from a motion picture. A lot of times they don't say what it's from, and people can look it up or try to think about it or whatever they want to do. A lot of times it's got some sort of thematic connection. And so today, I fast-forwarded through, just because I couldn't find it online anywhere. I wanted to figure out the last line of things to do in Denver when you're dead. You know, just as a cute nod to having done the show in Denver. And I could not, for the life of me, after playing it over and over again, and then researching it some more on the internet, I cannot figure out what the fuck the guy is saying.
You didn't do captions?
But I think, I tried to turn on the captions, but I couldn't get it to work on Pluto TV. I had to watch it with, like, I wanted to fast forward to the end, but they do commercial breaks on Pluto TV because it's free TV. So it's nice that the movie was available, but I had to, like, fast forward up to a commercial break, sit through the commercial break, fast forward to the next one. Finally got to the end of the movie. Great character actor Jack Warden is talking, and I think this is what he said, what I'm going to say at the very end. But before I say that, one more time for all of my guests. Nathan Lund, Amy Miller, Adam, Caton, Holland, who will be, if you don't mind, will be back soon to defend your championship.
I would love to.
That'd be great. I'll hit you up. We'll have you back soon. As always, in his day, he was a vicious bastard.